Anything to answer with me here?
Good morning, Rami. Question. Tamidi had tagged you and I in a message for Dupree.
Dupree and Dre, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you do me a huge favor?
Let me know.
When you guys are onboarding caregivers, we kind of look at the previous caregivers that was assigned to match the pay rate. If there's no previous caregiver assigned, then of course you need assistance on what pay rate it needs to be. So therefore, Tamidi will know to put the pay rate in immediately. So when you send over a caregiver that needs to be onboarded to do the shift that the case needs to be assigned, just put in the caregiver information and then attach the pay rate. Just look at the previous caregiver pay rate and then put the same pay rate there.
Oh, okay. As in those when
Like
we.
this will avoid it coming to me with the pay rate, because the media is not going to look at any previous caregivers that was assigned to the client.
Oh, I got you now. I got you now. But what happens if it's too high? I don't know. You know, sometimes we offer something better.
So, no, when it's too high, say for instance, if a caregiver wants to do all the hours, then you will match according to the calendar if the previous caregivers that was assigned. If there's multiple caregivers, then that's something different. Then we have to look into to see how many hours the caregiver is doing. But if it's just one caregiver going on a case and they're doing all the hours, we kind of match the pay rate of the previous one.
I got you. I got you. So for this
Okay.
case of Dupree, I mean, he will be ready to work for any time. Like at least, like tomorrow will be fine.
So Gloria's
Gloria.
coming off.
Yeah, Gloria's coming off.
So he's going to do the same pay rate, which is 15, the same as Gloria's. Okay?
But, gotcha. I got you.
All right.
All right. Thank you,
Thank
Nina.
you. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.